You know, there's this very specific sinking feeling. I think every corporate trainer or, a university administrator knows it really well.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's that moment right after you finish setting up a learning management system. You've got the expensive infrastructure, the permissions are all set, security is tight. It's all perfect, and then you open the actual course page.
And it is completely empty.
It is a ghost town.
Go ahead.
Or maybe even worse, it's just a graveyard of PDF files.
Ah, yes, the scroll of death.
That's the one. I mean, we have these incredible platforms, and today we're talking about the biggest one, Moodle, but we seem to have this huge problem actually filling them with stuff that people want to interact with. It feels like a paradox.
It is a paradox, and it's one we see all the time in edtech. We call it the gap between platform capacity and content production. Essentially, we have the shelves, the warehouse is huge,
Right.
but we can't bake the bread fast enough to fill it. Or at least we couldn't until very, very recently.
And that is exactly the mission for this deep dive. We're looking at two very different technologies colliding to solve this one problem. So on one side, we've got Moodle, the open source giant that pretty much runs the educational world.
Right.
And on the other, a new player called Auto Content API.
Right. And just to set the stage here, because Auto Content API sounds a little dry, this isn't just another chatbot. It's not ChatGPT where you type a prompt and get a poem about your cat.
No.
This is positioned as an industrial-grade content transformation engine. The sources we looked at describe it as a notebook LM API alternative, but for developers and businesses.
Which is a bit of a mouthful, but I mean, essentially, we're asking a pretty simple question. Can we automate turning boring text into engaging media? Can we take that dry 50-page PDF and turn it into a podcast or a video or a quiz without hiring a production studio?
And can we do it inside Moodle automatically? That's the big question. We are looking at a structural shift from manual creation, where a human sits and writes a script, to automated transformation.
So let's start with the container then. Let's talk about Moodle. I feel like if you've been in education or corporate training in the last, what, 20 years, you've touched Moodle. It's unavoidable.
Absolutely. It is the heavyweight champion of the LMS world. The sources really highlight that its core identity is open source, flexible, and secure. It's used by everyone from a single classroom in a small town to massive multinationals using Moodle Workplace for their compliance training.
I was looking at the user feedback in our research, and the loyalty there is intense. There's a testimonial from a user, Carlos A. He said he's had 15 years of success with Moodle,
Wow.
and he's seeing retention rates near 100%. That is a staggering number for online learning, where people usually just drop out.
It is impressive. And that loyalty comes from control,
Yeah.
because it's open source. You own your data. You aren't building your house on someone else's land,
Right.
Another user, Pintraj K, pointed out that Moodle is fantastic at hosting assets, video, audio, quizzes. The architecture is just rock solid. It can hold anything you give it.
But here's the friction point. Moodle is a great warehouse, but a warehouse needs inventory. And frankly, most Moodle courses I've seen are just lists of links.
Precisely. Pintraj K mentions how easy it is to upload video and audio, but he doesn't mention how hard it is to make it.
That's the production bottleneck.
Yeah, let's look at the economics here, because this is why the scroll of death exists. The source material breaks down the traditional cost of multimedia. So let's say you want to make just one broadcast quality podcast episode to explain, I don't know, a new compliance rule.
Okay, so I need to hire a sound engineer, maybe a script writer, get some voice actors, book a studio.
You are looking at anywhere from, say, $100 on the very cheap end to $15,000 if you want professional agency quality for one asset.
$15,000, that's the entire budget for some university departments.
Completely. And video is even worse. A professional video production creates this huge crater in the budget. $3,000 to $10,000 per project is pretty standard. So if you're an educator using Moodle and you have 30 modules to teach, you do the math.
You just can't do it.
You don't have the budget to turn every lecture note into a documentary.
So you don't, you just upload the text document instead. You take the path of least resistance.
Exactly. The knowledge is there, but the format is dead on arrival. This is where Auto Content API claims to offer hyperscalability. It basically decouples the ideation, which is you, the expert, the professor, from the production, which is the expensive technical part.
So practically speaking, how does this work? I'm imagining a Moodle admin sitting there. Do they have to learn some complex new software? Is this another 6-month training course?
No. The goal is invisible integration. The API is designed to be headless, which means it just works in the background. You feed it raw data, URL, a PDF, some text, and it functions as an engine to transform that into a media asset.
Let's drill down into the audio side first, because I think this is where the biggest immediate value is for the learner. We've all seen Google's Notebook LM, right? You drop in a doc, two AI hosts banter about it. It's impressive, but it feels kind of contained.
It's a consumer tool, so yeah. Walled garden. You can't plug Notebook LM into your business workflow. You can't automate it.
Right.
The Auto Content API is explicitly marketed as the Notebook LM API alternative. It's designed to be plugged into systems like Moodle.
So paint the picture for a Moodle course. Let's say I'm teaching a course on market trends in 2025. I've got this dense 50-page report. It is dry as dust. Mm-hmm. I know my students are going to just skim the abstract and ignore the rest.
In the old model, you post the PDF and hope to the best. In this new model, you could have a button right in your Moodle interface. You upload the PDF, and Moodle just sends that file to the Auto Content API.
And the API analyzes it.
It ingests the text, identifies the narrative, key arguments, data points. Then it scripts and performs a two-person dialogue, a podcast, about that specific document.
And sends it back to Moodle.
Automatically. So suddenly, that reading assignment is a 15-minute radio show.
This touches on something the notes called mental availability. I love that term. Sounds like it's from a psychology textbook.
It's huge for modern learners.
Mm.
I mean, think about your own day. People have fragmented lives. If I'm driving to work or doing the dishes or at the gym, I cannot read a PDF. Physically, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But I can listen. By converting text to audio, you're unlocking hours of study time that just didn't exist before.
You're making the content bingeable. But I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard text-to-speech. It's getting better, but does it really sound engaging? Or does it sound like a GPS trying to read a novel? Turn left at the next chapter.
That's a fair skepticism. We've all suffered through those robotic voices. But the technology has leaped forward. The source material highlights advanced voice engineering. We aren't just talking about correct pronunciation. We're talking about multi-speaker dynamics.
Meaning what? They interrupt each other. They laugh.
They interrupt. They use ums and uhs. They vary their intonation based on the context. If the topic is serious, they sound serious. If it's lighter, they sound casual. It really mimics the flow of a real conversation.
And I saw a mention of voice cloning in the documentation. That sounds a little ethically complex, but potentially very useful.
It's a massive feature for Moodle Workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the CEO update or the dean's message.
Oh, right. Trying to get the CEO into a recording booth is a scheduling nightmare. It can take weeks.
It never happens. But with voice cloning, the leader records a few minutes of audio once to train the model. After that, the communications team can generate weekly updates or course introductions in the leader's voice just from a text script.
So you could have the dean of a university personally welcoming every student by name in the intro module without the dean ever picking up a microphone.
Technically, yes. It creates a sense of presence and connection that scales infinitely. It solves that faceless administration problem.
Okay, so audio makes content accessible on the go. But we are visual creatures, and the stats in these notes about video are frankly intimidating.
They are. By 2025, video is projected to be something like 82% of all internet traffic. If your course is just text, you are fighting a losing battle for attention. You are essentially invisible to a modern learner.
But again, we circle back to cost. I can't afford a camera crew for my introduction to accounting module. It's just not going to happen.
This is where the API's endpoint video create shorts comes into play.
That sounds very developer-y, video create shorts.
It is, but the output is designed for the TikTok generation. It takes a script or a section of a Moodle lesson and generates a 60-second vertical video or a horizontal explainer video.
And this isn't just scrolling text over a stock photo.
No. It creates faceless content using AI avatars. You can select a persona, say a professional woman for a corporate training or a casual speaker for a university course. The API syncs the lip movements to the audio, adds subtitles, and pulls in relevant stock imagery to match the context.
So let's make this concrete. If I'm running a safety course in Moodle Workplace, let's say ladder safety.
A classic. High stakes and usually very boring.
Right. Instead of a bulleted list saying, don't stand on the top rung, the API can generate a video of an avatar actually explaining it, maybe with a diagram appearing on screen.
Exactly. And think about the cost. We said a professional video costs thousands. The source material says producing a short video with the Auto Content API uses about 400 credits.
Okay, translate that to real money for me. What does 400 credits cost?
On their business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000.
That is the radical efficiency the sources talk about. It's not just a discount, it's a paradigm shift. It means you can have video for everything.
That's the key, isn't it? Usually you only make video for the hero content, the big main course introduction. But at 4 euros, you can have a video definition for every single term in the glossary.
Precisely. You can have a video summary for every subchapter. You saturate the course with visual aids. And this has a huge impact on dwell time.
That's usually an SEO term, right? How long someone stays on a web page?
It applies here too. If a student stays on the Moodle page to watch a 60-second explainer, they are engaging with the material. One testimonial even noted this significantly reduces support tickets.
That makes sense.
If the video explains the concept clearly, the student doesn't have to email the professor asking, "What did this paragraph mean?"
It's proactive teaching. You're answering the question before they even ask it.
Right. But Moodle isn't just about consuming content. It's about assessment. It's about proving you actually learned it.
The dreaded quizzes.
The necessary evil. But writing good quiz questions is hard work. It's so tedious to come up with 3 wrong answers for every right one.
So does the intelligence engine handle that too?
It does. The API produces structured text outputs. So you upload that same lecture notes PDF we talked about earlier. You can ask the API to generate, say, 20 multiple choice questions based on the key concepts, formatted specifically for Moodle import.
So I don't have to copy-paste everything into a spreadsheet?
No. Moodle supports importing questions natively. The API generates the file, you click import, and your quiz is ready to go.
That saves hours. Literally hours of administrative drudgery.
And it benefits the student, too, with things like briefing documents. Imagine you missed a lecture. Or maybe you just zoned out.
Never happens. Every student hangs on every word.
Hypothetically, you could click a button in Moodle and get a generated cheat sheet, a concise summary of exactly what was covered, instantly.
I want to pivot to something that sounded a bit more futuristic in the notes, the deep research feature. This goes beyond just summarizing what I already uploaded, right? Because everything we've talked about so far is transforming my content.
Correct. This is where the agentic AI comes in. The API uses these autonomous agents, powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI, to actually browse the live web.
So it's not just looking at its internal training data from 2 years ago, it's looking at today.
Correct. It enables newsjacking for education.
Explain that. How does newsjacking work in a Moodle course?
Well, imagine you are teaching a course on supply chain logistics. That field changes every single week. A port closes, a canal gets blocked, a new tariff gets announced.
Yeah, the textbook is usually outdated before it's even printed.
Exactly. But with a deep research endpoint, you could set up a recurring research task. Every Monday morning, the API scans the web for news on global logistics.
Okay.
It finds the facts, it verifies them against reputable sources, and then, this is the magic part, it automatically generates a weekly briefing, podcast episode, or a text summary and posts it directly into the Moodle course.
So the course is updating itself?
Ideally, yes. The instructor moves from being a content creator to a content curator. You oversee what the agents bring in, but you don't have to do the hunting and gathering yourself.
That keeps the course evergreen. That is huge for professional development, where things change so fast. I can see that being a massive selling point for Moodle workplace users.
And speaking of global scale, we have to talk about language. Moodle is used in over 240 countries. The source says Moodle courses exist in, what, 42 languages?
But translation is usually the first thing to get cut from the budget. It's slow, it's expensive, and managing multiple versions of a course is a total headache.
The AutoContent API supports over 50 languages. So picture this workflow. A multinational creates a safety course in English in their London headquarters. They upload the scripts to Moodle.
Okay.
Overnight, the API takes that content, it transcribes it, it translates it, and then it resynthesizes the audio. So the podcast isn't just translated text, it's a Spanish voice speaking Spanish. The video avatar is lip-synced to French.
So by the time the Madrid and Paris branches open the next morning, they have the same course fully localized.
Without hiring a localization team, it brings speed and scale to a process that used to take months of work.
Now, I know what some of our listeners are thinking. This sounds amazing, but I am not a coder. You mentioned endpoints and APIs. Is this only for the IT department?
That's a crucial distinction. The API has an API-first philosophy, which developers love. If you're a university IT team, you can build this right into your Moodle backend using Python or Node.js. It's very flexible.
But what if I'm a freelancer or a small business owner using Moodle? I don't have an IT team. It's just me.
That is where the no-code integration saves the day. The sources explicitly mention it works seamlessly with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, the glue of the internet.
Exactly. You don't need to write a single line of code. You build a visual workflow.
Walk me through that. What does that look like on my screen?
Okay, so imagine a trigger. When a new file is dropped into this specific Dropbox folder, that's step one. Step two, Zapier sends that file to Auto Content API with instructions. Make a podcast from this. Step three, the API does its work and sends the audio file back. Step four, Zapier uploads that new audio file to a specific Moodle course ID.
So once I set that up, I just drop files in a folder and podcasts appear in my course.
You never touch the code. You just manage the files.
That democratizes it completely. You don't need a degree in computer science.
And speaking of access, let's talk pricing. Because industrial grade usually means enterprise pricing, which is code for call us for a quote you can't afford. Surprisingly, no. They have an amateur plan that starts at 24 euros a month.
That's significantly lower than I expected.
It gives you about 1,000 credits. That's enough for maybe 100 short podcasts or a mix of videos and quizzes. It's a very low barrier to entry. And this unlocks what the experts call the long tail ROI.
Break that down for me. Long tail ROI.
Think about a university catalog. You have the blockbuster courses, Intro to Psych, Econ 101. They have thousands of students. They get the budget.
And then you have Advanced Mycology.
The study of fungi.
Right.
Exactly. Now, the fungi students are passionate, but there are only 12 of them. The university will never approve a $5,000 video budget for that course. The ROI just isn't there.
So the fungi students get the boring PDF? They get the leftovers?
Historically, yes. But if the cost of creating a high-quality video or podcast drops to a few euros, suddenly the long tail, all those niche topics, can have premium content too.
It levels the playing field. You don't have to be the star professor to have a cool, engaging course.
Precisely. It raises the baseline quality for the entire institution. It means every student, regardless of how niche their interest is, gets a multimodal learning experience.
So, stepping back, we're really looking at a partnership here. Moodle provides the structure, the empty shelf that's secure and flexible, and Auto Content API is the content-led growth engine that fills it.
And it removes the friction. Instead of needing four separate teams, editorial, audio, video, social, you have one engine. You feed it knowledge, it gives you back multimedia.
It frees the human to be human. The teacher can focus on strategy, on pedagogy, on actually talking to students rather than fighting with video editing software or, you know, trying to figure out microphone levels.
That is the ultimate promise of this tech. It's not about replacing the teacher, it's about replacing the drudgery. It lets Moodle administrators focus on education strategy rather than asset production.
But before we wrap up, I have a question that's been nagging me. We've talked about how this makes life easier for the teacher, but what does it do to the student?
In what sense?
Well, if the cost of creating a podcast or a video lecture drops to almost nothing, if every single reading assignment can be turned into a breezy dialogue or a TikTok-style summary, are we changing the fundamental nature of learning?
That is the big question.
If the textbook of the future is just a playlist, are we ready for a world where we listen to our degrees instead of reading for them? Does that change how we think?
It might. Deep reading creates a certain type of focus. But if the alternative is that the student doesn't engage at all, if this technology captures the mental availability of a distracted generation and actually gets the knowledge into their heads, maybe the format matters less than the transfer of that knowledge.
It's definitely a shift from homework to content consumption.
It is, and we are just at the very beginning of it.
Something to think about the next time you open a PDF and wish it would just talk to you.
Thanks for diving in with us.
My pleasure.